Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Driftless Area LLC, Simpson's Tractor, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Center Pharmacy, ET Foods, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Richards Insurance, D&T Pump and Well Service, House on the Rock, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 11 degrees in Richland Center at 12:01. Our forecast calls for a wind chill advisory from 12 to 9 Sunday morning. Plenty of sunshine, but cold today with a high of 12. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and bitter cold with a low of 8 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy with a high of 18. In Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds at 4 miles per hour. And after a low of 7 below, it's 11 above.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Duncan Hines Wilderness More Fruit Cherry Pie Filling, sale price $2 for $6. Libby's Easy Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2 for $5. Birdseye Mixed Vegetables, 16 ounces, 75 cents. Breakbush Golden Spice Fully Cooked Chicken Breast and Tenders, $4 a pound. Jimmy Dean Sage Pork Sausage Rolls, $2.99 each or $2 for $5. Amy's Organic Low Sodium Tomato Bisque, $2.50 each. Shop at ET Foods where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Good afternoon. It's 11 degrees in Richland Center at 12:03. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Wisconsin Assembly Republicans have introduced a bill that would set up a binding statewide referendum on whether abortion should be banned after 14 weeks of pregnancy. Current Wisconsin law bars abortions after 20 weeks. The bill introduced Friday would outlaw abortions after 14 weeks if voters approve the idea in this April's elections. The new prohibition would take effect if voters reject would not take effect if voters rejected the idea. The bill comes as Democrats have parlayed the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in 2022 overturning Roe v. Wade into campaign successes across the country. Democratic Governor Tony Evers almost certainly will veto the proposal if it reaches his desk. Another budgetary lifeline for the Dane County Jail Project. Dane County supervisors on a 31-5 vote have agreed to fill the latest funding gap for the long discussion project. Last fall, the loan construction bid came in well over budget. The original price tag for the project was $148 million. It now hovers around $200 million. The project calls for a six-story tower facility in downtown Madison with 625 beds. A former Madison police officer has been sentenced to a year in prison, followed by 5 years extended supervision, after being convicted of exposing himself to a teenage girl. 60-year-old Morris Reed was arrested in 2019 on allegations of assaulting a 15-year-old girl that he took on ride-alongs in his squad car years prior. Last October, a jury acquitted Reed on a second-degree sexual assault charge. Reed resigned from the Madison Police Department in 2013 rather than face dismissal over a separate incident. The humorous highway road signs seen along I-94 and across the country are likely coming to an end. The Federal Highway Administration has released a manual that prohibits humor and pop culture references on traffic safety messages starting in 2 years. The feds say the signs are distracting to drivers. This ban will affect electronic signs with the silly messages, and all states must comply with this new regulation within 2 years. A Viroqua resident was injured in a collision with a deer this past Thursday. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that the Vernon County 911 received a call of the crash on Highway 14 near County Road N in the town of Hamburg Thursday night around 6. Jamie Flagg, age 34, reported minor injuries and was transported by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. It's 11 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. We'll check in with Michelle Reinen next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Winter is the time to have your coolant checked, radiator flushed, get a tune-up, or put on a new set of tires. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance Richland Center is ready to help you have a safe vehicle to tackle a Wisconsin winter. They also thank all their loyal customers for your patronage. Stop soon at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, or give them a call at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance.
It's 11 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News time is 12:08. We are over 2 weeks into the new year. If you made a resolution, how is it going? Many different types of resolutions are made prior to the beginning of the year, and the number one resolution usually made is losing weight and getting fit. If that is your resolution and you are thinking about joining a fitness center to achieve your goal, be sure you are going to make the right choice before signing up. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Find a fitness center to assist you with those goals. Maybe it's with a trainer, and maybe it's just the use of their equipment. But before you purchase a gym or fitness center membership, be sure to understand all the terms and conditions of your membership. And this includes the length and the payment amounts. How long are you obligated? And understand their cancellation policy if you engage in a longer-term membership. And ask questions and get these answers documented as part of your agreement to be sure that you have that resource later should something come into question. And we also urge any consumer who's looking at a fitness center to check to be sure that they have proof of financial responsibility on file with DADCAP if you're asked to pay more than $100 in advance of receiving those services, because that means they have a way to protect your money that you're paying in advance when they have that proof of financial responsibility on file. So call the Consumer Protection Hotline to check out a facility before you engage in a contract.
Before signing a contract, be sure to read it carefully, because there might be a chance you will be unable to get out of it, even for an unforeseen reason.
Some cases, maybe it's only if you have a medical condition that pops up during the terms of your contract is going to be the only way that you can get out of it. You know, even if you move to another state, you might still be obligated to that length of contract. So understand those terms and conditions.
A great way to make sure a certain fitness center is a perfect choice, there is an option that might be available.
A great way to try out a facility is to see if you can get a trial membership for maybe a week. There's lots of competition out there, so they may provide you one for a week free of charge or maybe just a small fee, and go to that facility when you would normally work out, not when they suggest. But if you're always going to go at 5 o'clock after work, see how busy it is. See if the equipment's going to be available for you, knowing that this is usually the peak hour and peak time of year when people are there. But you want to be sure that that's going to fit your lifestyle and that you can engage with whatever facility you choose to use.
A local fitness center might be a safe choice, but Ryan says still be sure to make sure it is the right choice.
Don't give in to sales pressure. Check them out. Look at all the competition out there. Know the true cost and, you know, try it out. And before you sign that contract or agreement, be sure you read all those terms and conditions.
In Wisconsin, there is a requirement that fitness centers provide proof of responsibility to DADCAP if collecting more than $100 in advance of providing fitness center services. You can check for this proof before signing any contracts by contacting DADCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wisconsin.gov. If you have any questions, issues, or concerns, be sure to contact DATCAP as well. Traveling in the winter can offer lower rates, smaller crowds, and different views. However, it also comes with its own set of potential hazards. From being stuck on the highway for hours to dealing with flight cancellations, winter weather can hinder travel and vacation plans in a variety of ways. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau says preparing for potential weather-related emergencies, delays, or cancellations can help mitigate the stress of these situations. If you're road tripping, get your vehicle ready before hitting the road. Have a full tank of gas. A half tank or more of gas limits the moisture condensation in the tank, preparing you to tough out an unexpected traffic jam or survive being stuck in the snow. Check the battery and cables for erosion, cracks, and dirt. Inspect hoses and belts for any cracks, soft spots, or bulges. Make sure you have good tires. Tires with good traction are essential to safer winter driving. Check tire pressure monthly. Topping off is necessary, keeping in mind that cold winter temperatures can lower tire pressure. Inspect tread depth, which should be at least a quarter of an inch in thickness. Tread depth can be gauged using a quarter and measuring from the coin's edge to Washington's head. Look for uneven tread wear, which typically indicates poor wheel alignment or worn suspension components. Keep an emergency preparedness kit in your vehicle at all times. During winter travel, having jumper cables, a flashlight, extra batteries, basic first aid supplies, a blanket and warm clothing, a battery-powered radio, a toolkit, bottled water and non-perishable food, safety flares and a windshield ice scraper are essential. Also put together a list of potential places to shelter along your route. Take some time to map out any hotels, motels, and even truck stops along your route, particularly those located on long stretches between towns or cities. If you're flying, stay up to date on your flights by signing up for any offered alerts or updates regarding your flight. Additionally, follow the airline you're using on social media and check for posts related to your travel plans. In case of a cancellation, social media can offer an additional avenue through which to communicate with an airline and might actually be more expedient than other forms of communication. Keep documentation. When flights are canceled by the airline, consumers are always entitled to a full refund, including any bag fees or other extras, such as additional legroom for a seat. Keep receipts related to your flight and record any expenses incurred as a result of a significantly delayed or canceled flight, such as renting a hotel room. Prepare a carry-on. If a flight gets canceled after you've checked in at the airport, there's a chance your luggage made it off the runway while you stayed grounded. To ensure you're not without essentials while waiting for another flight, pack what you absolutely need in your carry-on, such as your passport or ID, phone and device chargers, change of clothes, headphones, daily medication, hygiene products, cash, credit, or debit cards, and car keys. While winter traveling might require some extra precautions, it can offer the chance for a great getaway with proper planning. It's 12 degrees in Richland Center at 12:15. Today's vital statistics are next.
The House on the Rock attraction team building continues into spring and summer. Part-time up to 40 hours per week, students to retirees, daytime hours, something for everyone. Call 608-935-3639 or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. For a rewarding job that offers a great place to work, call 608-935-3639.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Residential apartment living at Schmidt Woodland Hills combines the pleasure of independent living with a sense of security found only in a supportive community committed to serving seniors. Jean Burkett knew all along that Schmidt Woodland Hills would be her eventual home.
I just thought, why don't I move while I'm hale and hearty and can make the decision and enjoy life at Schmidt?
It's been a great transition for Jean.
The thing I love about Schmidt is we can be as involved in the dining room or with the activities, or you can shut your door and be as private as you want to and read your book. So it's been a fine experience for me.
If you're wrestling with the decision, Jean understands.
It is hard to leave your home, and you're leaving your memories of your children growing up, but those are still in my head. I'm very happy that a lovely family is in that house now, and I'm where I am. I'm safe, and I'm comfortable, and I'm happy.
Schmidt Woodland Hills and Richland Center. It's more than living. It's living well. Call 647-8931.
Today is Saturday, January 20th. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76 of Boscobel, died January 8th at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held this afternoon at 1 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel today from now until the time of service at 1. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Boscobel Cemetery Association, the Wisconsin River Trail Organization, the Boscobel Community Foundation, and the American Legion Blake Semrod Post 134. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Fred Waltz is survived by two children, Wendy and Dennis Butler, and Wade and Jesse Waltz. Four grandchildren, a great-grandchild, five siblings, Sandy Scanlon, Pat and Steve Updike, Tom and Pam Waltz, Nancy and Mike Devlin, and Michelle and Rich Bender. Sister-in-law, Sally Waltz and Steve Fritz, numerous nieces, nephews, and cousins, his significant other, Kathy Wallen, and Kathy's three daughters, son, 10 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel. Alvina Mary, 107, of Bloom Township, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the services will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 3:30 until 6:30, and again Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Alvina Mary is survived by two children, Ruby Deanna Mary and Don Tincher of Viola, and Richard Mary of Bloom Township. Two grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a sister, Dorothea Newberry of Richland Center, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Alvina Mary, 107, of Bloom Township. Juan Carlos de la Cruz Lopez, 56, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at the UW Health University Hospital from injuries sustained in a work accident. Funeral services will be held Monday at 1 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Survivors of Juan Carlos de la Cruz include his wife, San Juana Garcia Fernandez, six children, Diana de la Cruz and Brandon Halverson, Alma de la Cruz and Enrique Loza, Jocelyn de la Cruz and Jacinto Vasquez, Esmeralda de la Cruz and Jesus Salas, Jose Carlos de la Cruz and Kylie Kay, and Kristen de la Cruz. 13 grandchildren, his father, Vicente de la Cruz, five siblings, Teresa de la Cruz, Hector Luis de la Cruz, Arcelia de la Cruz, Damaris de la Cruz, and Vicente de la Cruz, other relatives and friends. Juan Carlos de la Cruz Lopez, 56, of Richland Center. John Francis Bond, age 74, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 11 at the St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Military rites will follow. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro Monday from 4 to 7 with a KC Rosary at 3:30. Friends may also call at the church Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to the Waniwak American Legion are appreciated. John Bond is survived by his wife of 52 years, Pamela, three children, Jonathan and Shannon Bond of Camp Douglas, Melissa Bond and Mark of Marshfield, and Joel and Tiffany Bond of Hillsboro, six grandchildren, a great-grandchild, his brother, James and Sherry Bond of Waniwak, three sisters-in-law, Kathy Bond of Waniwak, Mary Bond of Texas, and Pat and Dick Link of DeForest, a brother-in-law, Joe Lisker of Palm Springs, California, good friend Don Elmer, and many nieces and nephews. John Francis Bond, age 74. Rodney Dale Rux, 79 of Muscadet, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Wednesday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held Thursday at the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Rodney Rux is survived by his wife of 60 years, Bonnie, four children, Lori Perkins, Sherry and Mike Biba, Jeremy and Heather Rux, and Ryan and Samantha Rux, nine grandchildren, and a brother, Darrell Rux. Rodney Dale Rux, 79, of Muscadet. Michael Leo Drake, 66, of Oregon, died January 9th at UW Health, University of Wisconsin Hospital. A funeral mass will be held at noon Friday at St. Philip Catholic Church, Rolling Ground. Friends are invited to the Gaze Mills Community Center in Gaze Mills Friday from 8:30 to 11 for coffee and donuts. Memorials will be used to promote local literacy and reading programs in schools, hospitals, and educational institutions. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Mike Drake is survived by his wife, Mary, two children, Connor and Karina of Oregon, three siblings, Teresa and Robert Ludlow of Glenview, Illinois, John and Lori of Charlotte, North Carolina, and Jim and Kelly of Green Bay. Nieces, nephews, great-nieces and nephews, and many friends. Michael Leo Drake, 66, of Oregon. Eugene M. Ebb Bauer, 66, of Lime Ridge, died Monday at St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo. A celebration of life will be held next Saturday, January 27th at 11 o'clock at the Casanova Chapel. Friends may call at the Casanova Chapel next Saturday, January 27th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. Ebb Bauer is survived by his siblings, David and Tammy Bauer of Hill Point, Vincent Bauer of Lime Ridge, Mary and Richard Roble of Reedsburg, and Melissa and Matt Kruger of Lime Ridge, an aunt, nephews, and nieces, along with other relatives and friends. Eugene M., Ebb Bauer, 66, of Lime Ridge.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy have exceptional caring staffs and great service. They're locally owned independent pharmacies, proudly serving the surrounding area. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individual plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications. Count on Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy to help you minimize or prevent adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Tyler and Cassandra Barr, Dan and Kathy Pulvermacher, and Ed and Kathy Ehorn. Congratulations from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, great to see the sunshine today, but it certainly is a chilly one here. Temperatures running a good 10 degrees below normal today. It's going to stay cold through tomorrow morning, and the wind will be picking up again overnight into tomorrow morning, and so wind chill concerns are there. National Weather Service has issued another wind chill advisory starting at midnight tonight, running through 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, so be sure to bundle up well as you venture out. Warmer air, though, will spill into the region as we head into early next week as Pacific air floods across the country, and south winds at the surface draw moisture up from the south as well. Between the two, we'll have those temperatures running 10 degrees above normal for most of the upcoming week, along with plenty of cloud cover as several weather systems slide through. We have chances of off and on precipitation from Monday all the way through at least Thursday. Some of that falling is wet snow, possibly some is rain or sleet or freezing rain, so you'll definitely want to pay attention to later forecast. A forecast for the rest of today, though, looking fairly sunny with a high near 12 degrees. Northwest wind 5 to 10 becoming westerly. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and bitter cold, low near 8 below zero. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy, high up to 18. Wind chills around 20 or 25 below early in the morning, then improving to about zero in the afternoon. South wind between 10 and 20. Sunday night, increasing clouds, low 13. Monday, cloudy and warmer with a slight chance of light snow showers or freezing drizzle, high 32. Tuesday, cloudy with snow likely, maybe mixed with sleet or rain, a slushy inch or two possible. Low 28, high 36. Wednesday, cloudy and mild with a 30% chance of snow and rain by afternoon. Low 27 with a high of 37. Thursday, cloudy with a 40% chance of light rain or wintry mix. Low 27, high 37. And Friday, some breaks of sunshine possible, staying mild. Low 26 with a high of 38. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a sunny 12 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 9, our low this morning was 7 below. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 12. The record high for this date, set in 1906, is 53 degrees. The record low, 34 below, was set in 1994. Last year's high was 33 with a low of 27. Sunset today will be at 4:58, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:28. Currently in Richland Center, we have light southerly winds. The barometer is up to 30.56 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 12 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invite you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament starts at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. Grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Walsh's Ace Hardware, Big Prairie Storage, and Jones Chevrolet. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th for the annual Fishery. Don't miss it.
Saturdays sound super when Saturdays are with Simo. Welcome to Saturdays with Simo on WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center. Saturdays with Simo is a musical journey spanning the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Songs that rekindle memories, songs that make you want to dance, and songs that make you want to sing along with Chris Simonson on Saturdays with Simo. Saturdays with Simo on WRCO-FM is sponsored today by Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Summit Ridge Supper Club, Pine Valley Community Village, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, and WP Dental.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing
the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
Saturday afternoon, everyone. Great to have you along. How are we doing today? Well, still kind of in the deep freeze here, aren't we? Yeah, that's the way things have been going lately. All right. That was, of course, Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede. Here's a little bit of Simon and Garfunkel with a tune called Keep the Customer Satisfied.
Gee, but it's great to be back home. Home is where I wanna be. I've been on the road so long, my friend. And if you came along, I know you couldn't disagree. It's the same old story, yeah. Everywhere I go, I get slandered. Sheriff said to me, tell me what you come here for, boy. You better get your bags and flee. You're in trouble, boy, and now you're heading into war. It's the same old story. Everywhere I go, I get slandered.
the Seekers with Another You. Yeah, that Simon and Garfunkel tune before that, to keep the customer satisfied. Really different for them, wasn't that? You know, all the screaming brass and things like that, just really kind of out of character, but a great tune. Speaking of great tunes, here is a Paul McCartney tune with the Beatles called Yesterday.
Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, rock-a-bye, baby. When the wind blows, well, Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack jumped over the candlestick. He jumped so high up above, he landed in the cradle of love. Well, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, when the wind blows, hi diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon, and on her way down she met a turtle dove. Said, let's go rocking in the cradle of love. Well, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, when the wind blows, Jack and Jill went up the hill to get a pail of water. Jack fell for Jill, gave her a shove. They fell into the cradle of love. Well, rock-a-bye, baby, in the treetop. When the wind blows, when the wind blows.
Johnny Preston with a song called Cradle of Love. It's time to take our first commercial break this afternoon, so I want to mention the sponsors of today's program. Thank you very much to WP Dental, the Goplin Insurance Agency, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Harvest Guest Home, Assistant Living, Robin's Nest, Country Gifts and Flowers, Schmidt Woodland Hills, Pine Valley Community Village, and Summit Ridge Supper Club. Thank you very much to each of these organizations for sponsoring my program today. So we will take a quick break and hear from some of our sponsors and come back and hear a little bit of Perry Como right after these words.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston. Where the daily specials are mouthwatering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere, it has to be experienced. Drop by Fridays for fantastic fish starting at 4. Saturday nights feature prime rib. And don't miss the broasted chicken and dumpling special Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Laval and Mauston. Austin.
Be ready for the snowball dance with a stunning corsage and stylish boutonniere from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers in Richland Center. Julie and the girls will have you and your date looking extra special with a custom corsage and boutonniere that will provide the perfect accent to your look. Stop by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers today at the corner of Orange and 3rd in Richland Center, where flowers are our inspiration to create lasting memories. Call 383-1616.
Are you ready for a dramatically improved experience with your next crown? WP Dental is excited to offer same-day dental restorations. As one of the first in the area to use this advanced technology, at WP Dental, you can have the same-day crowns with no plastic temporaries and no gooey impressions. Find out if same-day restoration is right for you. Call 647-3993 or visit WP Dental, 100 North Church Street, Richland Center.
Greetings, this is Joe Flores of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. We are what we believe. We believe that aging is a journey back into everything sacred and divine in man. We believe in the transformative power of caring for the elderly with passion and compassion. Every day we see the infinite possibilities of faith. We believe in our residents' meaningful presence in our personal lives. We go over and beyond the call of duty to meet their evolving needs. Come visit us at Harvest Guest Home, 875 West Side Drive, 647-8205.
At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, there's always family.
It's all about great music with some interesting information as a bonus from your host, Chris Simonson, on Saturdays with Simo from WRCOFM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. Just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Get your falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For love may come and tap you on the shoulder some starless night. And just in case you feel you want to hold her, you'll have a pocket full of starlight.
Pocket full of starlight.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away.
Never let it fade away.
Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day. For when your troubles start multiplying, and they just might, it's easy to forget them without trying. With just a pocket full of starlight, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Never let it fade away. Catch a falling star and put it in your pocket. Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Save it for a rainy day.
Perry Como, Catch a Falling Star. We return to the 70s with the Hudson Brothers, and they are doing a tune called Rendezvous.
Rendezvous.
Why don't you take your
rendezvous? Oh, rendezvous.
Some Nancy Sinatra as we head toward 1 o'clock. This is Sugar Town.
I got some troubles, but they won't last. I'm gonna lay right down here in the grass, and pretty soon all my troubles will pass, 'cause I'm in sugar, sugar, sugar. Sugar Town. I never had a dog that liked me some. Never had a friend or wanted one. So I just lay back and laugh at the sun, 'cause I'm in sugar, 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 sugar.